have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets peal.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafran. Welcome to this special edition of Radio Biafra broadcast from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London. My name is Uche Mefor. It is very important that we tell you what is happening today. This is not a live broadcast. It is a recorded broadcast. This is as a result of an important assignment that Radio Biafra is embarking and regarding our transmitter. And so we are urging you not to call in today because nobody is going to answer you. I am joined here by Nnamdi Kanu, the director of Radio Biafra, and Carol Monday. And before we proceed, we will want to read some headlines today, and Nnamdi Kanu is going to take over from there. But before then, could you please say hello to our listeners, starting with the director, please?
The great people of Biafra who are privileged to be listening to us. This is a live show right now as it is, because we are doing this very show in the afternoon. By the evening time, it will not be live anymore. Because for the majority of you who are our listeners, you'll be receiving this. The time now should be roughly about 5 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. in London or in Biafra land, wherever you may be. And we are bringing you the news today. Today is the 30th of September. A lot of things are happening. Today is the 30th of September. Uche Mefor is anchoring today's show. I am here to present the news and also to offer my opinion as a floor member today. We love our people. That is why we are here. We welcome you from wherever you are in the world. And I'm sure also that Carol Monday should be given the privilege to also greet our people as well. Please, Uche, if you may.
Yes, Carol, can you say hello to our listeners, please?
Yes, good evening in London. It will be at 7 o'clock when you hear this broadcast. But like Uche said, it's a recorded broadcast. Welcome to all the Brafans that are listening in worldwide at whatever time of day or night it is to you. We look forward to hearing from you tomorrow because no calls will be taken today.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We hand over to the director, Nnamdi Kanu, to read out the news headlines and the detailed analysis of it.
Thank you very much. Today we are reporting that 7 beheaded on Maiduguri Damaturu Road. 7 people beheaded in the Zoological Republic on Maiduguri Damaturu Road. We are also reporting what Good Luck Jonathan said, that Boko Haram can't frustrate Nigeria, says the president. President Good Luck Jonathan says that Boko Haram cannot frustrate Nigeria. The European Union has reacted to the senseless slaughter of innocent students in Yobe College of Agriculture by saying that the attack is horrific. Attack horrific, says the European Union. And surprise, surprise, this is a headline you will never think you will hear, but because of Radio Biafra and what we are doing, people are speaking up. Nigerians have failed Nigeria, according to P2B, the murdering, the thieving governor of Anambra State. Nigerians have failed Nigeria, himself included. He stole the money of the people to go and build a shopping mall in Abuja, so he knows what he's talking about. He has failed. Nigerian House of Representatives declare 320 billion naira missing from crude oil remittance. The criminals are at it again. They have stolen 320 billion. Of public money, yet they want us to remain in one Nigeria. Those are the news that we are presenting to people today, but we must not also forget that President Goodluck Jonathan is saying that he did not sign any single term agreement with anybody in light of the call for him to step down and not to run in 2015. He has responded to his critics by saying, "I didn't sign single term agreement," says the president. Now the news in detail. 7 people were killed in Makintamari village in Kagaloku government in Borno state along the Damaturu-Meduguri road. Eyewitnesses said the travelers were beheaded with their heads placed on their lifeless bodies on the main road. At the Makintamari village, in a separate incident, gunmen also cut the throats of 4 persons on Saturday. They were returning to Meduguri in the evening. Borno police chief Lawa Otanko confirmed the attacks. Makintamari is a few kilometers from Benishek, where over 100 travelers were murdered a week ago by suspected Boko Haram sect members. Yobe State Governor Ibrahim Gaidam said, "We call on Mr. President and all the security chiefs to intensify security operations through aerial surveillance to contain the situation before it consumes the region and the country." On our way from Meduguri to Damaturu this afternoon, we saw a trailer and bus that were burnt, with the occupants slaughtered and their corpses littering the highway. "Government should rise up to its responsibilities to save the lives and properties of its citizens," he pleaded. The governor said that anyone traveling on the Damaturu to Meduguri highway was taking a huge risk. He urged the newly established 7th Division of Nigerian Army to intensify surveillance of all flashpoints in the 2 states to flush out the insurgents. "If the Igbo people living in the northern part of the Zoological Republic cannot listen to us, maybe they can listen to the governor, who is now saying that anybody traveling along Damaturu-Meduguri Express Road is doing so at his or her own risk." President Goodluck Jonathan has said the Islamic State Boko Haram cannot frustrate Nigeria. Speaking at the 53rd Independence Anniversary Interdenominational Church Service in Abuja, he condemned the killing of 21 agriculture students in Yobe State yesterday. According to him, "The challenges Nigeria is going through are transient and the country will soon get over them." He said the country has got to the turning point where it will join other developed nations as it is perfecting the starting point of conducting free and fair elections. Stressing that the country is almost there, he said there are some forces in the country working against the nation. He said that all those trying to cause problems for the nation will not succeed, saying that his administration will leave the country better than it met it. That is President Goodluck Jonathan speaking. There is a clattering sound coming from somewhere, please. I don't know where it's coming from. Uche, can you check your side, please? There is a clattering sound coming through the system, please, if you can try and rectify that. We go on to report that there was huge outcry yesterday against the perpetrators of the attack on the College of Agriculture, with the European Union describing it as horrific. It promised to support the Nigerian government to combat the deadly Boko Haram sect. The spokesperson of the High Representative of the Union for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy and Vice President of the European Commission, Catherine Ashton, said in a statement, "The High Representative condemns the horrific terrorist attack perpetrated today in Yobe State and those that took place on previous days and weeks in northern Nigeria, in Abuja and elsewhere. Her thoughts are with the victims and their families. The High Representative reiterates the EU's firm rejection of such unjustifiable violence, whoever the perpetrators are. Today's attack clearly targeted children and students. Those responsible for this and all other attacks must be brought to justice and be held responsible for their acts. The EU stands firmly with Nigeria in the fight against terrorism under the principles of the rule of law, including full respect and protection of human rights." That is according to Catherine Ashton. They are speaking, offering their support for slaughtered students because they suspect that most of those killed, given that they are studying in Yobe State, are all Hausa Fulani people. "When we were attacked at Sabongeri, nobody spoke, but we shall continue to bring the news. Mr. Peter Obi has charged Nigerians to seek divine intervention to tackle the various challenges confronting the country." Speaking at an interdenominational church service to mark the 53rd Independence Anniversary of the country, at Women's Development Center, Accra, Governor Obi regretted that Nigerians have failed the country in the way they attend to issues concerning their country. According to him, in spite of the huge resources that abound in the country, majority of Nigerians were still living in abject poverty, while the privileged few, including himself, have been exploiting and amassing wealth. A criminal being asked to take care of the bank. Unbelievable. Chairman, House of Representatives Committee on Finance, Honorable Abdul Mumin Jibrin, last weekend declared 320 billion naira missing, stolen from the remittance by the Nigeria National Petroleum Corporation. He said that the sum of 1.516 trillion was paid in by NNPC into the federal government treasury. Jibrin noted that what Nigerians want is total remittance of revenue generated from oil sales and not crude oil sales figures declared recently by the Minister of Petroleum Resources. He said it should be noted that this is after taking into consideration payments for joint ventures cash calls, cost of production, and petrol subsidy payments. However, only 1.5 trillion has been remitted to the federal government coffers by the NNPC, showing a shortfall of 320.654 billion for the period. They have stolen the money. The criminals cannot stop stealing. That is what Nigeria presents to the world, a country full of unimaginable thievery and criminality. President Goodluck Jonathan yesterday denied signing an agreement with governors elected on the platform of People's Democratic Party to spend one term in office. He challenged those who have the facts to produce the document. The president spoke last night during a presidential media chat, his fifth since his election in 2011, aired on national television. Jonathan also spoke on various topics in the two-hour live program, in which he fielded questions from five journalists in the studio. He also took questions sent in by some viewers. That is the news we are presenting to the whole world today, the 30th of September in the year of Warlord 2013, on a day that Peter Obi said that they have failed Nigerians. Following from the words of the President of the Senate, Senator David Mark, that the ruling class in Nigeria, the criminal collection of people named politicians, are the ones responsible for the problem in the zoo. They are now coming out one after the other to acknowledge it. And this is the news that we're presenting to you today. Please, over to Uche, who is hosting the program today.
Thank you very much, Director. This is, of course, evidence of the fact that Nigeria is nearing collapse. It's already collapsed in the spiritual. Only is left for it to be confirmed in the physical. And that is what Radio Biafra stands for. Radio Biafra stands for total disintegration of Nigeria. Biafrans must stand up and take what belongs to them. Nigeria's loot are being shared by the criminals themselves, the governors, the House of Rep members, the president himself. Of course, they are cutting this money away in foreign banks. And the foreign countries like Britain and Switzerland and America may be accepting them, probably for them to continue to protect their interest. Peter Obi is interesting. Radio Biafra in 2009, 2010 was telling people about the man Peter Obi not to vote him into office because he capitalizes on killing Biafrans. But after that, our people did not heed our request. They did not heed our call for them to abstain from that election, and they voted in Peter Obi. Today, Peter Obi has killed thousands of Biafrans. He has also sat on Ezu River victims. The autopsy report is being hidden from the public knowledge, and it is very, 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 very unfortunate. Today, he is also saying whatever he wants to say about Nigeria. They are the people who are running Nigeria down. They are the people who are running Biafra land down. But what we are interested in is for us to leave Biafra alone, for us to give us Biafra. If they don't give us Biafra, we are all going to go down with them. Biafrans all over the world must stand up and take what belongs to them. This is our stance, and Radio Biafra is at the forefront of galvanizing and arousing the interest and consciousness of our people all over the world by forming and constituting consultative assemblies across the globe, calling Biafrans wherever they are. Those who are not doing anything should start doing something. Biafra belongs to all of us, and that is why everybody must contribute something towards it. Director, I will want you to comment on a number of headlines which you have read out.
Yes, thank you very much, Uche. And I think following from this very thing, I think I prefer to hear what Karamonde has to say first of all, before we I bring in my opinion, if that is okay with you, to hear
that's
what
okay.
She has to say.
That's
because
all right.
The EU, because as you can see, the EU are saying, the EU have come out quickly to condemn the killing. But the EU never condemned the bus bombing at Sabongeri. They never condemned again the massacre of people outside drinking. Why are they playing double standards? Why is it on one hand, when something happens to Hausa people, everybody jumps up, although they are Hausa people killing themselves sometimes? Why didn't they jump up when the issue of the bombing at Sabongeri happened? The bus station bombing, and also the bombing of people who were out in the evening trying to relax after a very hard day's a very hard day working. Why is that the case? That is why I want to hear what Carol has to say before I offer my broader opinion, which, if you don't mind.
Yes, Carol, we will want to have your perspective as director suggested. What do you think about the EU's response to the Boko Haram bombing in Nigeria, in northern part of Nigeria, Yobe State precisely?
Yes. We just heard how Goodluck has said that he hasn't failed Nigeria, yet every day, every time we log on to the news, it's body count after body count. There's 7 beheaded. Boko Haram says that they behead their victims because for mercy upon them. This is it every day. 100 travellers, that same news, it tells them that 100 travellers in that area were killed in the last week. Hundreds of people every day, and yet Goodluck says that he hasn't failed his country. They say that the US offered 50 million for their leader, 1.1 billion naira, whatever it is, and they still can't catch that man. There is too much corruption going on in Nigeria. As Ucha said, the only thing for Biafra is to come away from that, because it's too much now. The corruption is seeped everywhere. There needs to be some sort of sanitation in the land and to clean away all of this corruption. We talk of Peter Obi as well. And everyone knows, you know, that it's not because of elections or any other reason, but we particularly have become aware of what Peter Obi has done with Anambra, you know, especially because we're very upset about the Izu River bodies not being able to tell their families that their dead are missing. These are families, they think their brothers or their nephews are in prison, where really they could be dead in that river, and their families don't know who they are. As I said before, Peter Obi, he said that all these schools would be wonderful in his area, and they haven't done it. They have computers that are sitting collecting dust in back rooms, and the schools are so bad that the children have to go outside and sit under a tree to educate themselves, where his own son flies off somewhere else to be educated on the people's money. He held 1 billion naira in the agricultural fund in the bank for so many years, since 2010, I think, for the last 3 years, so that he can live off the interest of that. And even now, it's very hard to get hold of that funding that is meant for farmers, and they have difficulty accessing the loans for that. Peter Obi held on to Naira 500 million from the flood funds from the federal government for the flood victims. He held on to that money. And this is what has happened with the whole of Nigeria. All of these governors, everyone is responsible. They're seeping out all the money. They hold it in their bank accounts. They live off the interest of it. When somebody like Radio Biafra starts shouting about them, then they say, OK, we'll give them a little money, because we know that's what Peter Obi did with some of the farm money. You know, we started shouting out about that, and then suddenly you were able to apply for your loans. You know, and the same is happening now with the, they're trying to sort out the electricity all of a sudden, and yet, and they're taking out big finance with China with huge interest. When Nigeria is a perfectly good country that is able to sustain itself, it has a huge workforce and it has a huge oil supply. Why is it not functioning itself? As Uche said, as we all say in Radio Biafra, as Biafrans will tell you, it is time now for Biafra to come out of that mess. We should have never been in there in the first place. The time is up. We need to be out of this. Back to you, Uche.
Yes, thank you very much, Carol. There is another aspect that I mentioned to this news about the killing of 40 students in Yobe State in Nigeria. The EU has come out to say that they condemn the act in all its entirety because they think that the people being killed are the Hausas and Fulanis in that particular part of the world. But when the Igbos, the Biafrans, are being massacred like animals in their places of worship and their places of businesses in their own bedroom, the EU has never come out to say anything. We suspect that EU is and has been playing this divide and rule tactics even up till this moment. And it's playing out. It is very clear for everybody to see. I would want you to give us a perspective on that as well, if you may.
Yes, I agree with you. There is a divide and rule aspect to it because we all know that England, you know, was behind this setup in the first place. And we already, we know that that England and Russia have supplied arms to Boko Haram. So obviously there's a differentiation between, you know, what's going to be aired and what's not going to be aired. You know, they're coming out. The thing with Boko Haram, with the Islamic State, not Boko Haram, Boko Haram are terrorists, let me divide the two. With the Islamic Nation now, when they come forward and they're very organised and they'll get their news out because they have money and they have backers and they have people to shout this out. And the EU, you're going to hear about it. And you know, this is another reason again why we need a good media, your own good media house to stress to the world. And we need to raise the people in every country so that they can tell their people the truth of what's really going on, because there are hundreds of Igbos massacred, women being raped, children being sold on the black market. They even brought in the law now for abortion, and yet the highest black market in the world for buying fetuses is in Nigeria. So you imagine they're going to take those aborted fetuses and use and sell them on the black market. All of these things are coming out of Nigeria. It's hell on earth down there. And, you know, and it is covered up. And this is why we stress that we need the world to stand up and recognize so that we can tell the people, because the governments are dividing and ruling us. It's always been that way. They are looking after their own interests.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Director, have you any perspective on this?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. And following from what Carol just said about media and the need and the importance of media, people can now see why it is critical that we get every necessary support that we need to continue this work. This work doesn't stop with somebody making a one-off contribution. It doesn't stop with somebody saying, oh, I have donated to the transmitter, then so be it. It is ongoing because our enemies are not sleeping. Those of them who are old enough to remember what they were told during the Biafran War of Survival between 1966 to 1970, because the war effectively started with the wholesale massacre of our people. We are told, he who is surrounded by his or her enemies do not go to sleep. It is in the Bible.
Yes.
Israel today doesn't go to sleep. The Mossad, Shin Bet, they don't go to sleep. Every blessed day they are working 24 hours round the clock to ensure the safety of the state of Israel. Our people don't understand that they are hated. They don't understand that people seek their destruction. Our people think they have friends. The only friend we have is God.
Yes.
And God willing, the state of Israel. We don't have any friends. Only God is our friend. When God is your friend, it is your duty to take care of yourself, to protect your people. That is why I hate seeing our people killing each other. Because you have too many enemies anyway killing you. Why am I saying this? You touched upon it as well. The EU, anytime Hausa people are hurt, everybody jumps up and says and condemns it. Did the EU condemn the bus bombing?
No.
That killed over 116 people. Nobody talked about it. Did the EU come out to complain or condemn the slaughter of one family? Nnamdi Ezebuala of Oga in Agwata that was buried with the daughters. Nobody said anything. No high-ranking Nigerian dignitary attended the function. It was only the same useless Peter Obi that went there and was talking nonsense. People, today we'll give them a secret. Uche, with your permission, today we will give our people a secret.
Go ahead.
The reason why we want to be Biafrans in every country of the world. People don't know what we are doing. Today we reveal to them that there is a method in the madness. People that think that we are mad, there is a method in it. Since most governments, including the UK government and some other ones, are against our people, they are working against the interest of our people, the same way they worked against the interest of the people of Israel, the same way they worked against the interest of the international Jewry, killing them, pogrom after pogrom, inquisition after inquisition, slavery after slavery, purge after purge. They were killing the Jews in Europe until Hitler came and did the ultimate, slaughter 6 million of them, and they had to go back to Israel. The same thing they have done to us. They have killed 3.5 million of us and continuing. Uche, you must allow me because I have a few things to say regarding this very issue.
Yes, go ahead.
The reason why we need to establish Biafra in every country, we are not going to live, even where there are only 4 Biafran people, we will have people of Biafra in that country. We'll tell them why now. We need to appeal to the population. We need to appeal to the conscience of the people. We need to come to England. We need to go to Scotland. We need to go to Wales, Northern Ireland, Irish Republic. We need to go to France, to Spain, to Germany, to Sweden, to Denmark, to Belgium, to Holland, everywhere on this planet, and appeal to the common citizen and say, this is what your government is doing in your name. Your government is supporting the massacre of Igbo people. Your government is supporting the constant subjugation of Biafran people. Your government is complicit in the robbery of the national resources belonging to Biafran people. If we carry out that campaign successfully in England, if we find that David Cameron is part of this global conspiracy against our people, he will lose the next election. Because the British people are conscientious people. The British people are the custodians of the consciousness of mankind. Because I don't care what people say, this very piece of land called England remains the most civilized piece of territory on this earth. Right now, this very minute, England is a civilized and enlightened country. England is where reason prevails. England is where you can go to court and argue reasonably, and a judge will see sense with you. A jury will see sense with you. That is why in the laws in England, England don't make law based on what somebody who read PhD is writing. They will say, what will a man on the Clapham omnibus take of this law? For them, that is the litmus test of their law. They subject everything to common sense. That is why I love England. And that is why English people are very good. Sometimes not their government. The reason why we need Biafrans in Brazil, Biafrans in Argentina, Biafrans in Uruguay, Biafrans in Chile, Biafrans in Guyana, Biafrans in Grenada, Biafrans in Cuba, anywhere you have our people, we must have an association. Biafran people, you can belong to 10,000 groups, it doesn't matter, but you must be part of the Biafran family worldwide. We are creating a global phenomenon of unprecedented scale. The world wouldn't have seen anything like it before. And we are going to rise up as one in unison. We are going to appeal. If you are a Biafran in Greece, you go out and campaign and convince the Greek population. Leave your government alone for now. Convince the population. Let them support Biafra. We are going to be apostles. We are going to be evangelists, all of us, for Biafra. Wherever you are, you must go and preach to your neighbors. Forget about our people. Don't preach to our people. Go to your neighbors. Go to your host, the people that own the country where you are. Go and tell them that the children of God are dying. They're killing us. And we want to ask the world what we did to them. Why they're killing us the way they're killing us. Uche, that is what I want to say. When you come back to me later, I'll be able to have other things to add as well. But we must remind our listeners, please, you must remind them that we are on a very critical assignment. Our movement, our locations is not something subject to public discourse. Not this time around, because we have something to do. Our transmitter has to come. We have to go and pave the way for our transmitter. And we're still urging people to come forward to support this very noble initiative, because everybody we have received his or her support, their name will go down in the Biafran Book of Life. That's what we'll call it. It's a book of life that will contain the names of the people that made Biafra possible. If you want that to be the case, you must not only support us once, it has to be ongoing. Don't think other people are doing so, because most of them are not. But you must continue to support us. Please go ahead, Uche.
Yes, thank you very much. I'll remind, just like the director has reminded me to say, that this is a special live broadcast for today, 30th of September, 2013. You will not hear this live or listen to it live in the evening at about 7 p.m. when we normally do our live broadcast. It will be a repeat broadcast because of a special assignment that Radio Biafra is embarking regarding the Biafra Restoration Project in many fronts. So I'm ably joined by Carol Monday and Director Namdekan, as you can hear. And we are touching on a number of issues regarding the lives of ordinary people of Biafra, indigenous people of Biafra, in the zoo called Nigeria, in the contraption called Nigeria. And we are reminding our people, those who are adamant, those who continue to live in northern part of Nigeria, irrespective of all entreaties, irrespective of all the warnings, irrespective of all the aggression, all the killings that are directed against them, they still remain there in northern part of Nigeria. We are telling you, we use this opportunity once more to tell you, to reiterate that there is no future for you in Nigeria. Any part of Nigeria is aggressive, hostile to the existence of Biafran, except Biafra land. That is why we must stand up. That is why we must seize this opportunity that Nigeria is collapsing to continue to agitate for restoration of Biafra, to take what God has given to us, because God has ordained Biafra as his own, and of course Biafrans as his own people. We must heed to this call. We must listen to our consciences. God is giving us this sign. The ominous sign in the horizon is there. They are killing us. Nigeria is collapsing. It is time to go home. And going back to what Director said about the formation of Biafrans in different countries of the world. This is a project, this is a cause that its time has come. This is a crusade that its time has come. This is a revolution, not just in the zoo called Nigeria, but all over the world, that the world leaders, that the international community may know that the Biafrans are not yet all dead. They are still alive. They are still alive. As Nigeria collapses, we must stand up boldly to defend what is ours, and that is Biafra restoration, which is being spearheaded by Radio Biafra. No other media organization, no other media outfit in the history of liberation struggle in sub-Saharan Africa has been able to do this, uniting its people around the world. It is a privilege. Be part of this crusade. Join this crusade. Stand up, recognize this truth, defend it. Director, I want you to look at the issue of Anambra State, the forthcoming election in Anambra State. We said something about it. It's a digression, but it's related to what we are saying here, that the looters of our land will always not leave us alone. They will continue to hand over the baton to their own cliques. We talked about Dr. Chris Ngige yesterday. We are getting the news that Dr. Chris Ngige went to a burial ceremony in Anambra State and took his own thug to disrupt that burial ceremony because Peter Obi was there. Chris Ngige as a person was good in 2003 when he was governor of Anambra State until he was removed. But this time around, we are saying that he has joined a wrong party. That is APC, the people who are killing us, the people who are being supported by the EU, the people who are being funded by the EU to kill us. APC, led by Buhari, has said that the Igbos, the Biafrans, cannot live, that Nigeria must be Islamized, and he is sponsoring Boko Haram. And the EU, the West, are pumping in money in that part of the zoo called Nigeria. And we are saying that we are still alive. We will not all die. We must stand up and defend what is ours. Here comes a time when Biafrans must stand and answer to their Biafranness. Director, I want you to also look at the issue of President Jonathan denying his agreeing to a single-term presidency with the governors who are hell-bent on removing him from office. Goodluck Jonathan, as his name indicates, is an Igbo man, but he's denying it. And we continue to ask, what has he done to the Igbo race that he will bribe Ohanaeze Ndigbo for him to secure a second term in office as against Igbo people taking over the reign of power, if at all we are to remain in Nigeria? Why is Jonathan against the Igbos? Why is he bent on dividing us? And why are these unscrupulous elements in our midst continue to sabotage our effort, trample on the collective interests of our people, and the good people are remaining silent? Is it not time that this revolution must be spread into Igbo land, into Biafra land by force? Director. It appears Director is no more with us. Carol, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, do you have anything to say?
Always got something to say, typical woman. I was going to say about the coordinations across the world. It's really important
to reconnect it. We temporarily lost the line, which I do apologize. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Carol, hold on a second. Carol is making a contribution.
Okay, please. When she's done, then I can come.
Yes, of course. Carol, go ahead.
Hello, listeners. Again, technical there. Yes, as I was saying, that the politicians and leaders are all selfish and greedy and wicked. They have made themselves so important that they have made themselves far from the people that have elected them. They've forgotten who the people are on the ground, the people that put them there in the first place, because they're so greedy and they're so wicked that now Biafrans are scattered all over the world because there is no space for them at home, They're driven out, and there is nowhere in the world. As I was saying before, Namdi was saying also that everywhere in the world, whether it's Iceland, Northern Ireland, Scotland, Greenland, wherever it is, anywhere in the world. In fact, we had a caller once who was in an island, a tiny island, actually called Arsenal. So it's not just a football club, it's a tiny island somewhere. And we had a caller from there, and we've never heard of the place, because there is nowhere that Biafrans don't go. And we really need to stand together, because we talk about elections, we talk about Jonathan doing another term, he didn't sign this term, etc. But we don't want to go to elections. I don't want to hear about politicians. Right now, everybody has to stand and say, I'm a Biafran, I'm not getting involved in it. Because what these politicians have done, they've corrupted themselves. Brothers are eating brothers now. Igbos are killing Igbos in the north now. It's a zoo. That I mean, the caller called it a zoo, and we've called it a zoo, and because it has become a zoo down there, unfortunately. And it's really the time now that we stand out of this. We contact our friends. If we've lived in another country, contact your friends back in the other country and say, have you organised your group? It's really time to forward this to all our governments. Because as Nnamdi was saying, the English are not wicked. We are a civilised people. We do care. I care. I'm here caring. I have friends that care. If we see somebody, I saw a man knocked off his bike the other day on the road, and 20 cars stopped and ran out to help the man. You know, because we're just not like that. Yet I hear in Nigeria you can walk and see a body in the gutter. You know, there's a difference.
Yes.
We have to sort of, you know, try and reach to the people, because we're not seeing this. And we see all these things on the news and we don't really take it, we don't absorb it. It's only when we see it at face value that we can understand it. And if we have Biafrans all over the world and they have their communities and their friendships within England, and they have their friendships wherever, Iceland or Greenland or Germany or the Malaysia or whatever, then the people begin to understand better. And then they will approach their governments, and we can stop this, because I don't want to get to elections. If we get to elections, Biafra's gone. Say goodbye to it. Forget your indigenous culture. Wave bye-bye to it. We cannot get that far. Back to you, Richard.
Thank you, Carol. Director, the zoo is collapsing by every passing minute.
Yes.
And Google,
yes,
Jonathan is saying that Boko Haram can't frustrate Nigeria. Boko Haram is an ideology. They are fighting for an ideology. You cannot defeat an ideology. It is only somebody who is hallucinated, somebody in a dreamland, that we see what is happening in Nigeria and still want the whole world to believe. Already, they are cutting away billions of revenue from oil, from crude oil and other resources in Nigeria. The thieves, the governors, the House of Rep members are having a field there. They are siphoning the money that is coming from that crude oil to other countries. And Goodluck is there telling the whole world that Nigeria is not collapsing, that Boko Haram cannot defeat Nigeria, and that Nigerians should stand up and defend the country. Isn't it ridiculous?
It's more than ridiculous, Uche. This is the difficulty we have. You know, our people love lies. Okwuashi. And when a people love lies, they only get liars in power. We will leave the issue of Peter Obi and come back to that in a minute. Let's look at Goodluck Jonathan, what he's saying. This is Radio Biafra. We always ask people, when you come to listen to us, you come with a pen and a piece of paper. If you don't come with a pen and a piece of paper, you're wasting your time, you're wasting our time. Because anything we tell you that is slightly complex, to come, jot it down on a piece of paper. Go and do your own research. Goodluck cannot defeat Boko Haram. The United States government cannot defeat Boko Haram. The whole world cannot defeat Boko Haram. It is an ideology anchored on religious belief. You cannot exterminate it. You cannot defeat it. Never, ever, ever. Who are you?
It is not possible.
Despite what the Emperor Nero did to Christians in early Christendom, they will put them into cauldron. You know what is a cauldron? A boiling hot oil in a cauldron. They will throw them into barrels of boiling oil. Human being alive, not cutting off their throat. They will throw them into cauldron of oil. Burning oil in Rome, the same Rome where even Peter, St. Peter was beheaded in Rome. Or was it crucified or thrown into hot oil in Rome? That same spot is where Vatican sits. Because what they came with was an ideology. It was a belief anchored on religion. You cannot exterminate it. The Russians tried to do the same thing in Afghanistan, and the Afghanis fought them to a standstill that Russia had to go. They have done the same thing to the Americans.
Yes.
Now America is seeking to negotiate, or is in fact negotiating with Taliban. If they can find Al-Qaeda to discuss with Al-Qaeda, they would have done so. We are telling our people today that both United States and Britain and EU, they are looking for Al-Qaeda, begging them, please, what do you want? Just stop. Al-Qaeda said they want total Islamization of the world. That is why the war is still going on. And somebody as wretched as good Lord Jonathan can defeat. Let us look at the probables. Boko Haram has AK-47. Assault rifle, Kalashnikov assault rifle, that is the real name. Nigerian Army has Kalashnikov assault rifles. The only thing that Boko Haram doesn't have that Nigeria has is moral, let's call it cowardice. In battle, Boko Haram is braver than Nigerian Army in battle. I respect them for that. What has Nigeria got to offer? Do they have drones of their own? The answer is no. Do they have intelligence? Because even the men within Nigerian intelligence, all the Harunas, all the Abubakars, all the Hassans, they are all members of Boko Haram anyway. How are you going to defeat them? Boko Haram, by Jonathan's own admission, is at every level of their government. Buhari, Babangida, Atiku, Abdul Salami, they have deployed all the people they recruited into service in Nigeria to work for them. How can they defeat them? We are merely wasting our time. Anyway, these are black people from sub-Saharan Africa that the white people accused of behaving like monkeys. So what do you expect? What do you expect from monkeys who can't reason properly? How can you defeat an ideology? We are telling people today that despite the crucifixion of St. Peter in Rome, Rome became the seat of Christendom. That is why you have the papal seat. You do not defeat an ideology, you can only contain it. And the world is better off advised before we all die. We are telling Britain, we are telling United States, we are telling EU, before we all die, please give them their north. Give them their Sharia, northern Nigeria. Leave them alone, for goodness sake. They want to be left alone. They think they are like us. The mistake that Britain and America and others are making is supporting Nigeria. They think that Boko Haram is like Igbo people. If you kill a few of them, they'll run away. Boko Haram, if you kill them, they'll keep coming. One thing they have, which others don't have, is that the same problem America encountered in the fight against Taliban in Afghanistan is that they have long stretch of border. You cannot police all the checkpoints. You cannot. It's not like Biafra. Air, land, and sea blockade, and we are finished. Because there is sea to us. Their navy can mount, as they did to... Why do you think that... what's it called? The Tamil people fell. Tamil Elan. The Tamil Tigers. The same thing they did to Biafra, they did to Tamil. Why did they succeed? Because our southern boundary, as in the Tamil, which is northern boundary, is water. Northern Sri Lanka today, we know it, the Tamil area, is all body of water. So all the West had to do is to move in their frigates, move in their warships. They cut you off and you're finished. But in Afghanistan, there is nowhere to park warship now. It's all mountainous, rugged. You can't stop them. All you can do is to stay 10,000 miles away and release a bomb. Maybe sometimes you kill one or two or three people and that's it. And they keep coming. Look at Nigeria. We have border with Cameroon all the way running from Gongola State. Or is it whatever it's called? I don't know what it's called now. Is it Yobe State? Running all the way through Cameroon, running all the way through Chad, coming down to Benin. Three countries they can come in from. How many miles is it that you're going to police? This is not Biafra, where all that Britain did was to cut off access to the sea. And we collapsed. Here you can't cut them off. Arms will be coming in. They are well prepared, they are well dug in. And I respect them for that. Look at the Nigeria they're asking us to save. Good Lord Jonathan. It's a country without electricity. A country where you have a company called NNPC, owned by the people, owned by the government. That company is stealing money belonging to the people, openly and brazenly, and nobody's doing anything about it. Is that the country that EU want to save? Britain, is this the type of country you want to save? Sometimes when somebody is terminally ill, the best thing to do, in Britain, they're talking about euthanasia, making it a law. When somebody is in pain, suffering, you allow them to die. In Switzerland, they have hospitals where if you're in so much pain, you can't bear it anymore, you go and die. Nigeria is in so much pain. Why don't you allow Nigeria to die than killing people? Why wouldn't they allow Nigeria to die a natural death than allowing Boko Haram to continue killing people? How many houses are they going to kill of Fulani people that make up Boko Haram? They don't understand. The mistake Britain is making is to think that Hausa Fulani people are as cowardly as some of us Igbo people. They're not that cowardly. When I say this, we say, oh no, don't say that. Why did we abandon a war after 3 years? When Southern Sudan fought for 30 years. Again, I draw my analogy. Why did Southern Sudan succeed when we failed? Because they're not backing into any sea. There is nowhere for Britain to come and pack their warship and help the enemy. Because I guarantee you that had Southern Sudan had their border, any part of their border, east, west, north, south, bordering the sea, Britain would have packed their warship there and said no. And they would have failed. Go and check what I'm telling you, Uche. Where they have always found conquest very difficult are areas where it is landlocked. Areas where you can get in from multiple sides. Once you are backing into the sea, you are gone. Ask the Tamil people, ask the Biafrans, they will tell you. But if you have borders stretching that nobody, no, you are free. Look at Afghanistan, look at Southern Sudan. Anything people hear on Radio Biafra is irrefutable. That is why people fear us. That is why governments listen to us. And that is why millions of people stay awake each night all over the world, everywhere on this earth, in every country. We have the log. There is no country that nobody is in. Everywhere you go to, people are listening to Radio Biafra for one thing and one thing alone. The way we present the news, no other person does it, because we explain it in bite size so you understand. How can people allow P2B to stand up and lie? And say, the country, Nigerians have failed Nigerians. Who said, P2B have failed my people? But when we are telling people here that P2B is zero, they said no. Hey, people, Uche, maybe we are due for an award, an international award.
Of course.
Maybe very soon. They should give us an award. Because even Peter Obi himself is using his own mouth to confess that they have let the country down. A few days ago, it was David Mack. What other thing do people want this radio station to do before they give us all the help we need?
We are vindicated. We are vindicated from all ramifications, from every aspect, from every angle you look at it. The reason why our people must continue to agitate for restoration of Biafra is because Biafra is just. Whatever the EU wants, whatever the Americans want, whatever the Nigerian government wants, whatever they want to do in order to keep Nigeria one, Nigeria must break, because Nigeria is sitting on the blood of millions of innocent Biafrans massacred from the weapons supplied by Britain and other Western allies, just to keep Nigeria one. But what is happening today? Nigeria is imploding. What is happening to Nigeria today is not about anybody's making. It is nemesis. It is nemesis. Nemesis that emanated from the killings of innocent Biafrans, the spilling of innocent blood. Since 1966, at least, up until date, they are still killing us. Amadou Bello, the Sardaunian of Sokoto, laid the foundation for the discrimination and economic other emasculation of Igbos in northern part of Nigeria. Amadou Bello laid that foundation, and his followers are following it to fulfillment. They are completely the script. They are reading and implementing it. Buhari is another Sardaunian of Sokoto we have today, because he has vowed that no Christian, and by extension, no Igbos will remain in northern part of Nigeria. That is why he came out with sponsoring Boko Haram. Boko Haram has killed thousands of Igbos since 2010. The most notable of them was the killing of the Igbo traders in Madala. And when they did not want to recite Quran, they killed them. In December 2011, again, on 25th of December. The bombing of Madala, St. Teresa Catholic Church in Madala, took place. And among all the deaths, Igbos counted 80% of it, and nobody was talking. Even our governors, even the so-called leaders of thought, Igbo leaders of thought, Ohanaeze, Aki Ikenga, name them, World Igbo Congress, nobody did anything. And our people are dying. And today they come back and ask for your vote. In January 2012, about 20 Igbos, Igbo community community association members were killed in Mubi, Adamawa State. They were killed in cold blood, and nobody was talking. Nobody was talking, even up to date. We are being deported from Lagos State. We are being bombed right, left, and center, and nobody is talking. It is now time for the ordinary people to rise up. It is revolution, both physically and spiritually. And that is what Radio Biafra is leading. Based on reason and on truth and on the quest for us to defend ourselves. Because we have the right of self-defense. That is why the international community must continue to shoulder the burden of Biafra. Biafra remains a thorn in the conscience of the international community. And we are urging all citizens of the world to prevail on their government. But we must do it. First of all, take practical actions by ourselves. Biafrans in different countries of the world must lobby the governments of the countries where they are. And that is why we are forming Biafrans in different countries. And I can say with every amount of certainty that we should pat ourselves on the back. Radio Biafra team must pat themselves on the back because they are on the right course. Because the world is listening. Even the zoo, the officials, the criminals in that zoo, Nigeria, are listening. They are now blaming themselves. It is no more physical warfare. It is spiritual. More of spiritual. They will all confess before Nigeria collapses. Director, over to you.
Yes,
director,
Richard,
with us.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay, let me go to Carol. Carol has been waiting patiently. Carol, okay. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Ocha. Yes, I totally agree with you. You know, we've 66, you say. I mean, 96. That's more than my lifetime. That's a whole lifetime of death and killing. Every day, it's another person killed in that zoo. And even if they go to other countries, they're not treated with any respect. They've been thrown. They've been told not to be in the lottery in the US. They're going to start applying visa amounts. I think it's £3,000 to come into the UK now. It's just getting ridiculous, harder and harder for Biafrans, I should say, because I know that there's more than just Igbos in Biafra. I always say that it's Biafrans. Worldwide, it's becoming a task for them. And this is, you know, why we stand out. We are in legal pursuit of Biafra restoration. We are doing this. We are asking all Biafrans to recognize themselves worldwide, to stand up and say, I am a Biafran. Please recognize me as a Biafran. You know, I know who I am. I know my left hand from my right hand. It's who I am. Please recognize me. And if you do that, then you go to your groups and then we can lobby these governments, you know, because people power is what overthrows governments. We saw that. We saw a good example in Egypt, how the people stood up and they threw out their government. And this is what we have to do worldwide, is raise that. And at that point, I'm going to have to leave you all, I'm afraid. And it's good night for me. And I hope everybody in their groups will come forward. And I know Rita's working very hard in Biafra land right now, and they had a very good meeting yesterday. And I will say it again, we are legally in pursuit of Biafra. We're not a silly organization that is going to be, because as Nnamdi always says, we're uncorruptible, we're not going anywhere, we're here, we're legally doing this. You know, we tried to take Nigeria to court, now we need to make a bigger step, a bigger, bolder step, and that is by making the whole world stand up. And that's what we're going to do. And that's what we are doing. And I urge everybody to come forward and support that. Okay. And bye for now. I'm going to have to cut you off because I have to go. Unfortunately, I have family as well as Barafran family. So it's good night for me, everyone. Bye bye.
Once again, Carol, thank you for your immense contribution. Biafrans, friends of Biafra from around the world, are immensely indebted to you for your steadfastness, for your effort, for all your dedication to the Biafra Restoration Project. Your unparalleled contribution has been responsible for our growing from strength to strength, organizing Biafrans from wherever they are, sacrificing so much, even to the extent of ignoring everything about our family. We remain grateful to you, and may God continue to bless you. Director, are you there?
Yes, of course. Uche, I've been listening with rapt attention. We couldn't thank her enough for all the work that she's done for our people and will continue to do. And we are hoping for all our members, all our friends, members of this family, these great people of Biafra in every country all around the world, known as Biafrans in wherever you are. If you're in Brazil, you are Biafrans in Brazil. We must continue to grow. We must continue to bring awareness. We must continue to bring understanding. We must continue to bring relevance to this very issue of Biafra, because it is our divine right. People must not underestimate us, because we are here to get Biafra, nothing more, nothing less. Uche, you know I have to prepare to lay head towards the airport. We must bring this very program to an end, please. And I'll be signing off myself from here. And I'll be saying that to all those who have managed to listen to us now, you're indeed very fortunate. I've received a few messages to say we understand we shouldn't call. Please, we are going to come back to you live, same time tomorrow, 7 p.m. London time. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the director of Radio Biafra. You sent us to go and do something, and we must do it. Any assignment you give to us to do, that is exactly what we are going to do. Our transmitter is coming, and we have to go and make sure it's fine. How we are going to do it, nobody will know. But in good time, you'll be grateful to us for the work we have done. Uche, thank you very much for having anchored this program this very day, and it shall continue in time to come. And please, as soon as we are aware, our people must understand the need to continue to support this struggle. We said something about tithe. This is where we worship. We must make sure that Radio Biafra survives, not only survives, but we need the tools to do the job. The ones you've given to us, that is what we are using to do this very work. Please, you must continue to do that. It is not terribly difficult. It is easy. Contact Uche Mefer, contact Carol Monde, contact TK Chukwenyag, who is our coordinator of coordinators. Contact your local coordinator. Say to them, how do I support this very noble initiative? Or else we'll be like Boko Haram and start bombing and killing people. We bomb banks and kill people to get funds to be able to fund our struggle. No, it can be that way. The Jews did it. We are following the template. No stealing. Your people will fund it, and that is what we intend to do. Thank you very much for listening wherever you are. I was tempted to say good afternoon from here, but I must say good evening, wherever you are, and join us same time tomorrow. God bless you all, but above all, God bless Biafra. I hand over to you.
Thank you very much, friends of Biafra. Thank you for listening. Biafrans, wherever you are, defend whom you are. Thank you very much. We come back to you again tomorrow. Good night, and God bless.
Biafra.